Welcome back, my lovely listeners, for a new Dark Web episode. But before we get started, I want to take a minute to thank my newest Patreon supporters, Adrian, Mary, Brian, Loretta, John, and Lil Gingerboy. And yes, that's really his name. I truly appreciate you all supporting what I do here. I will do my best to provide you all with the highest quality bonus episodes on my Patreon page at patreon.com/drnosleep. Thanks again, you guys. And now time for the story. Your name is Dylan. Dylan Richard Thomas. I knew that the person on the other end of the chat was just trying to scare me, but I wasn't going to be frightened so easily. This whole thing started as a dare less than a week ago. My best friend Cal told me that if I could prove that the psychic was fake, he would pay me $100. Even now, my conversation with Cal was fresh in my mind. All psychics do is read the room. They pick up on body language, different tells that people have. It's just a different form of communication. Plus, you can't tell me in this day and age they don't do background checks on all their clients, I told him. Just go online, talk to the psychic, and you will see that this one is the real deal. It really changed my whole life, Cal told me. Cal had a few requirements before I logged on. You've never been on the dark web before, so I'm going to set you up on a brand new connection. That means no traceable data that will link back to your computer. It's for your own protection. I rolled my eyes, but didn't object to anything that he wanted to do. I figured this would be the easiest $100 I ever made. About an hour later, he had created a dummy email, provided me a private connection, and told me where to go to find the psychic. How can I be sure that you won't tell the psychic about me? You whisper all my secrets, and this bet would be lost before it even began, I pointed out. Cal agreed to let me hold on to his cell phone and laptop to prevent him from contacting the psychic. He told me I had 24 hours. Don't make any excuses, just do it. I told Cal that I would. Honestly, the whole thing felt like it was going to be a walk in the park. I've been able to pick up on scams and cons for as long as I can remember. There was no way this psychic would pull a fast one on me. That night I got online as promised and made sure everything was secure. My fake username was for a woman. Clever misdirection, I thought. I typed in the website address and found myself waiting in a silent, almost dead chat room. Maybe I had come at a bad time? A small screen popped up and a message requested if they could turn on my webcam. I knew they would try to read some body cues I subconsciously gave off, so I declined. I'm a private person, I typed out. It was a flimsy excuse, but if they were as talented as Cal claimed, it wouldn't be an issue. Of course, I understand. My apologies. Call me Mr. Marvin, at your service, the psychic responded. The pleasure is all mine, I said. So tell me, what brings you to my neck of the woods? Marvin asked. You tell me, I answered with a soft smirk. Marvin didn't miss a beat either. Feisty, are we? I suppose that is fair. But clearly, you didn't come here by mere coincidence. Someone guided you here. It's not like I pass out flyers. All right, enough is enough. If you are as psychic as you claim, then do a cold reading. I don't have all night, I told him. Marvin wasn't about to be underestimated, so he typed exactly what I didn't expect. My name. When I saw Dylan Thomas appear on screen, I panicked. It wasn't possible, but I wasn't going to let on that they were right. Is that it? I asked. You're not giving me much to work with. Do you think being a psychic is like magic? He asked. I decided to stop pretending and be blunt. I think it's like being a con artist. You cheat people into believing your lies just to make them feel good, I said. So tell me how you really feel, Marvin said. Look, it's clear that you aren't going to really prove to me that you're a psychic, so just drop the act. I'm going to end this conversation. Before I give my reading? Marvin asked. Are you even going to? You've been beating around the bush forever now, I typed back. It's fine to be frightened, you know. Sometimes there are things that you simply can't control, he said. It suddenly felt like the tone of the conversation had changed. I'm not scared, just a born skeptic, I replied. Because of what happened with your mother? This time I couldn't even respond. My body started to shake. I stood up and shut off the computer, started pacing the room. Impossible. It was impossible that he knew anything about that. There had to be an explanation. I went to Cal the next day, demanding an explanation. So they got to you, did they? He said with a chuckle. This isn't funny, man. I want to know what's going on. How did they know about my mom? I asked. Now Cal was the one that was a bit disturbed. Whoa, that was like 15 years ago. There's no way they could have found that information online, he said. Did you say something? I asked. Dude, you had my cell phone and laptop. I pushed past him and checked his small apartment, turning over cushions and trying to find anything to prove Cal had accessed the internet. "What are you going to do now?" Cal asked as I finished my search. I stormed past Cal, using my cell phone to access the site again, demanding answers from Marvin. "I was wondering where you went," the psychic texted. "What do you know about my mom?" typed back. "I suppose from your point of view, it would be considered magic," Marvin answered. I texted back as fast as I could, getting into my car. "My mother died because someone stalked and killed her. I changed my name to get away. So don't play games with me. You need to tell me what you know." There was a short pause as I drove down the main road. Then my phone pinged. "I know everything about you, Steven." I nearly had a wreck as I swerved to avoid traffic. My heart raced and filled with panic. I could hardly breathe. I got home and locked every door. Marvin wasn't about to go away, though. Just like me, he wanted to prove a point. "Did you really think that this was all coincidental? First, your friend somehow has a cold reading on a dark web psychic page, and then dares you to do the same?" My hands felt colder than ice. It couldn't be the same person that had killed my mother. "How did you find me?" I asked back. "I've never stopped looking for you. You have to understand. The moment your mother died was the end of my life. I lost you. My chance at happiness. I sacrificed everything to find you again." The messages were becoming more persistent as I heard noises outside my house. Someone was there. "I've studied you, Steven. I know that you lost your faith when your mother died. You don't believe in psychics or God or anything," Marvin said. "By the time I'm through with you, that will change." One of my windows shattered. A dark figure entered my house. I did the only thing I could think of and ran to my bedroom, locking that door as well. I had no means of protection, nowhere to run. I thought maybe the key code on the door might keep them away. But a few simple finger strokes, and I was face to face with the stalker that had killed my mother and driven me to hide for the past decade. Marvin smiled, seeing the fear in my eyes as I trembled. "What happens now?" I asked, barely able to catch my breath. My blood ran cold as he closed the door, preventing me from running as he responded. "I'm no psychic, but I'm betting this is the part where you die." Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you.